नमोम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन्ति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरव भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। So thank you all very much for joining today's session. We have been discussing from the fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So the chapter is titled as Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. This is Srila Prabhupada's titling. And Srila Vishnu Chakravarti titles this chapter as Karma Sanyasa Yoga. So Karma Sanyasa Yoga means Jnana Yoga. So we had discussed here. We'll get back to this chart a little later. So in the third chapter and the fourth chapter, Krishna speaks about practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga. And he primarily speaks about practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga on the platform of karma. So this is a very important understanding that we need to have. For this, I had made this chart. I will go over this chart once more, because this is understanding this chart is very critical understanding this chapter. Because this chapter, even though talks about karma, practice of one's prescribed duties, but this is different from the practice of one's prescribed duties that is described in chapter number 3 and 4. Okay. So chapter number 3 and 4 talks about Nishkama Karma Yoga only. And chapter 5 also seemingly talks about Nishkama Karma. It's a difference. Okay. This is what we tried to discuss last time. So a materialistic person who wants to enjoy in this material world, the Shastras try to invite him that yes, you can enjoy in this life, but enjoy responsibly by accepting the guidelines of the Shastras. If you follow the guidelines of the Shastras, then the Shastras will facilitate your enjoyment. So this is the teaching of the Shastras. So if someone accepts it, then they come to the stage of Sakama Karma Yoga, where they perform their Nitya Karma, Naimittika Karma and Kamya Karma also for enjoying material fruits. But because they are following their prescribed duties properly, there is the prescribed duties in themselves actually purify the heart of the practitioner. They are designed in such a way. So gradually they come to the stage of Nishkama Karma Yoga, which for clarity purpose, we are calling it as Nishkama Karma Yoga type 1. Okay. So Nishkama Karma Yoga type 1, where they have identified that, it is not proper to have material goals in this life. One should actually aim for liberation. They are convinced of this, but still their heart is not purified from the anarth. There is lust, anger, envy, greed, delusion and pride, which are there within their heart, but in the form of anarthas, not in the form of goals. So while these are there in the form of goals in a Sakama Karma Yogi's heart, in a Nishkama Karma Yogi's heart, these material desires are there in the form of anarthas, while he has very clearly identified that the goal should be liberation. Okay. So, this is the classic case of, this is the classic, this Nishkama Karma Yogi type 1 is very similar to a sadhaka. A sadhaka has identified prema as his goal, but he still has anarthas in his heart, like lust, anger, envy, greed, delusion and pride, which he has to deal with. Okay. So when he continues to practice Nishkama Karma Yoga, which is his Varnashrama duties, with the goal of liberation, then gradually he progresses and comes to a stage where his heart has become completely free of all anarthas. When the anarthanavritti is complete, then he can meditate on Brahman. He can meditate on the path of jnana. But while meditating on that path of jnana or Brahman, he can continue to practice his Nishkama Karma Yoga practices also. Okay. Which means he can continue to perform his Varnashram duties. He need not externally accept sannyas. He can remain a grihastha. So here we are calling this as Nishkama Karma Yoga type 2. So what is the difference between Nishkama Karma Yoga type 1 and type 2? Type 1 is Nishkama Karma Yoga on the platform of karma, whereas type 2 is Nishkama Karma Yoga on the platform of jnana. The person for jnana, but still for safety purposes, he continues to perform karma. Okay. So this is one option for a person who becomes qualified for jnana and the heart becomes purified. Or he can give up his varnashrama duties, varna duties, and then he can take up to sannyas. This is the stage of jnana yoga. Or he can take up to the path of Ashtanga Yoga. Okay. And all these three will lead to liberation. Right. So, this is what we discussed. There is a difference between Nishkama Karma Yoga type 1 and type 2, which we elaborately discussed in the last two sessions. Right. So, now we will start with this understanding, with this background, we will start discussing this chapter. As we saw last time, third chapter and fourth chapter discusses about practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga, but that Nishkama Karma Yoga is type 1 Nishkama Karma Yoga. Okay. So, towards the end of the fourth chapter, Krishna glorified jnana. Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tatsvayam yoga samsiddhir kaatmani vindati. So like that, in so many verses he glorifies jnana, but then towards the end he says that perform karma. Like that he says, he insists on performance of karma. So therefore Arjuna again gets a question which is very similar to the question that he gets at the beginning of the third chapter. So he says here in the fifth chapter, sanyasam karmanam krishna punar yogam cha shamsasi yat shreya etayor ekam tanme. So Arjuna said, sanyasam karmanam krishna punar yogam cha shamsasi. Krishna, first you glorify the path of sanyas, the path of jnana, but then again you are asking me to do karma yoga. Yat shreya etayor ekam tanme bruhichu nischitam. Of the two, which is better? You tell me very clearly. So this is what he is asking. So this question, when the same question was asked at the beginning of the third chapter, Krishna very clearly told that lokesmin vividanishta pura prokta mayanaga jnana yogena sankhyanam yogena yoginam. He said, Arjuna, it is true that jnana, the path of jnana or the stage of jnana is superior to the stage of karma, but one needs to have qualification. There are people with two different types of qualification. One is qualified for karma, another is qualified for jnana. So one who is qualified for karma should practice karma only, and one who is qualified for jnana should practice jnana. So therefore, because you are qualified for karma, you should practice karma. Is jnana superior? Yes. But does it mean anyone can practice jnana? No. There is an adhikar needed for jnana. That is purification of heart. Because your heart is not yet purified of the anarthas, therefore, I am telling you, don't give up your varnashram duties. Continue to practice them. Nishkama Karma Yoga is what is prescribed for you. తస్మాత్ అసక్తః సతతం కార్యం కర్మ సమాచర అసక్తో హి ఆచరణ్ కర్మ పరం ఆప్నోతి పురుష. Of Krishna in the third chapter. Therefore, Arjuna performed Nishkama Karma Yoga. But here, when Arjuna is asking this question, Arjuna is no longer a Karma Adhikari. He is a Jnana Adhikari. His heart is already purified. So here, Arjuna, even though he seems to ask the same question, Krishna gives a different answer actually. Krishna here is not talking about Adhikar. He is talking about something else. What is it? So, Krishna starts answering this question. Sanyasa karma yogascha nishreyasa karavubhav. Tayostu karma sanyasat karma yogo vishishyate. So, Krishna is telling that sanyasa karma yogascha nishreyasa karavubhav. So, he says, both sanyas. So, here sanyas refers to jnana. Again, you have to refer to this slide. Okay, so sannyasa is jnana yoga, this one. And karma yogascha refers to nishkama karma yoga type 2. Okay, so jnana yoga, which is called as sannyas, karma sannyas, and karma yoga is nishkama karma yoga type 2. Tayos nishreyasa karavubhav, both can lead to lesion, the highest goal. Tayos to karma sannyas. Sanyasat karma yoga vishishyate. But of the two, nishkama karma yoga type 2 is better than jnana yoga or karma sanyas. Why? Why? Because of the two, it is better because it is safe. So someone thinks that by practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga, their heart has become purified. But if they take up to Karma Sannyas and later they come to know that their heart is not yet purified, there are some traces of anartha still there, that anartha navritti cannot be accomplished by sannyas. Tattanurti can be accomplished only by karma yoga. But they have given up karma yoga, they have given up their varna dharma and taken up to sannyas. So now they are stuck up. If they give up sannyas, the society will criticize them. If they don't give up sannyas, then their heart will not get purified. And if their heart will not get purified, they will not be able to meditate on Brahman. There will be obstacles. So therefore, they are stuck up. They will not get it. They will not attain liberation, right? So that problem comes. So therefore, Krishna says, "Tayostu karma sannyasat karma yogo vishishyate." Therefore, O Arjuna, nishkama karma yoga type 2 is better than jnana yoga, and both of them can lead you to liberation. So better choose nishkama karma yoga type 2, which means remain a grihastha. Continue performing your varnashram duties and simultaneously cultivate jnana. Because your heart has become purified, you will now be able to meditate on Brahman. So, without necessarily giving up your varnashram duties, continue meditating on Brahman. Okay. So then, he says, Gyayasa nitya sannyasi yonan నిర్ద్వందోహి మహాబాహో సుఖం బంధం ప్రముచ్యతి. జ్ఞేయః, వన్ షుడ్ నో దట్ సహ, దిస్ సహ రిఫర్స్ టు దిస్ గృహస్థ సన్యాసి. వన్ హూ సహ రిఫర్స్ టు వన్ హూ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ నిష్కామ కర్మయోగ టైప్ టూ. సో వన్ హూ ప్రాక్టీసెస్ నిష్కామ కర్మయోగ టైప్ టూ, ఈవన్ దో హీఈస్ ఇన్ ది గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ్, బట్ యూ షుడ్ నో అర్జున జ్ఞేయః that saha nitya sanyasi, he should be accepted as a constant sanyasi. Why? Because here sanyas means karma falatyaga. He is not attached to the fruits. So such a person should be accepted as a sannyasi, even though he has not externally accepted the sannyasa ashram. Yona dveshti na kankshati, he is free from the dualities, so he does not desire anything and he does not hate anything. Nirdvandvo hi mahabaho, he has overcome the dualities of this material world, O mighty armed Arjuna. Sukham bandhat pramuchyate, sukham, very easily such a person will become freed from bondage and he will attain liberation. So external grihastha ashram is not an obstacle to attaining liberation, and external sannyas without qualification will not necessarily lead to liberation. So it is not about the external ashram, but it is about internally whether one has developed the detachment and purification of heart or not. Right? So then he continues. Sankhya yoga pratak balaha pravadanti na panditaha ekam api astika samyak ubhayor vindate phalam. So he says, only people seek that nishkama karma yoga type 2 and jnana yoga are different. So Sankhya here refers to jnana yoga or karma sannyas, and yoga refers to nishkama karma yoga type 2. So only ignorant people think that these two are different, but actually they are not different. Both have the same goal and both will lead to the same goal only. So only the ignorant people, they say that, oh, he has not taken external sannyas, so therefore he cannot attain liberation. He is a grihastha, he cannot attain liberation. So only a foolish person will speak like that. So gyayasya nitya sannyasi, sorry, sankhya yoga pratak balaha pravadanti na panditaha. So a foolish person will only speak as if sankhya and yoga are different. Ekamapi astita samyak ubayor vindate phalam. Either one of the two you practice, you can attain the goal of both, which is liberation. So then he says, yat sankhyaihi prapyate sthanam tad yogairapi gamyate ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yapashyati sapashyati. Whatever can be attained by karma sannyas or jnana yoga can be attained, the same thing can be attained by nishkama karma yoga type 2. Okay, so therefore ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha yapashyati sapashyati. So therefore one who sees grihastha sannyas and karma sannyas as essentially non-different, he has the right vision. He has the right vision. So one should understand that sannyas is internal and not. The nishkama karma yogi type 2 and the jnana yogi both have internal sannyas. Whereas for the jnana yogi, he has external sannyas also. Whereas in the grihastha sannyasi, he is externally a grihastha but internally a sannyasi. Sannyasastu mahabaho dukkamaptam ayogatah yoga yukto manir brahma nachirenadi gacchati. Sannyasastu dukkam aptam ayogatah. If one does not perfect the practice of nishkama karma yoga, that is type 1 nishkama karma yoga, then such a person cannot attain the stage of jnana yoga or karma sannyas. But yoga yuk munihi, but this grihastha sannyasi who continues to engage in his nishkama karma yoga duties even after attaining purification of heart, very easily attains that brahman, or very easily attains liberation. Yoga yukto manir brahma nachirena adigacchati. So therefore, the safety, grihastha sannyas is safer than sannyas sannyas, than karma sannyas. So grihastha sannyas is safer than karma sannyas. So therefore, Krishna is recommending not that one stay on the planet. When Krishna is recommending karma yoga, he is not recommending that one remain on the platform of karma. What he is recommending is performing karma on the platform of jnana is better than taking premature sannyas. Better, even though if you are sure that you are completely pure, don't be eager to give up your varna dharma, because once you give up and later you find out that your heart is not completely purified, you will be in deep trouble. Right? So, then he continues. Yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma kurvan apinalipyate. So this yoga yukta. So yoga yukta here, your first nishkama karma yoga type 2. This yoga yukta, which is grihastha sannyasi or nishkama karma yoga type 2, is vishuddhatma, having controlled his intelligence, vijitatma, having overcome the influence of his mind, and jitendriya, one who has conquered his senses, kurvanapi, even though he is engaged. So this vishuddhatma, vijitatma, jitendriya, these three things indicate that he is on the platform of jnana. Okay. Vishuddhatma, vijitatma, and jitendriya indicates anarthanavritti, is complete. Okay. So because anarthanavritti is complete, therefore he is nishkama karma yoga type 2, or he is the grihastha sannyasi. Okay. So such a person, kurvan apina lipyate. So he engaged in all work, he is not contaminated, because neither does he have an attachment for material fruits, nor does he have material desires in the form of anarthas. So kurvan apina lipyate, he is not contaminated by performance of actions, his varnashrama actions. So how is it that such a person is not contaminated? Naiva kinchit karomi iti yukto manyeta tatvavit pashyan shanvan shanjakran ashnan gachan swapan swashan pralapan visrjan granan unmishan nimishan napi indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. So such a person engaged in this grihastha sannyas, he is tatvavit. He very clearly has this knowledge and understanding that indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. He very clearly understands that it is only the senses which are interacting with the sense objects while he is engaged in all kinds of activities of seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, etc. So, and he thinks that naiva kinchit karomi iti manyeta. He considers or understands, I am not doing anything. It is only the senses which are coming in touch with the sense objects, which means there is absolutely no bodily identification. So even though he is engaging in these activities, he has overcome bodily identification. So therefore, he does not think he is the doer. Naiva kinchit karomi iti manyeta. He considers, I am not doing anything. I am not the doer. So therefore, kurvan apina lipyate, whatever actions he performs, he does not get entangled by that. Okay. So then he says, Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti yah lipyate nasa papena padmapatram ivambasa. So yaha, that person, that grihastha sannyasi, sangam tyaktva, who gives up attachment, Brahmanyadaya karmani, offers his actions to the Supreme Lord, lipyate nasa papena, he is not contaminated by sins or even piety of those actions. Padmapatram ivambasa, just as a lotus leaf is not touched by water, similarly Similarly, he is also not touched by sin, even though he is engaged in all kinds of activities. Okay. So then he says, Kayena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyair api yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atma shuddhaye. So he says, yoginah karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva atma shuddhaye. So now he is talking about the nishkama karma yogis of one. Okay. The first type nishkama karma yogis who are the proper grihasthas. They are not grihastha sannyasis. Okay. So there is sakama grihasthas, nishkama grihasthas and grihastha sannyasis. Okay. So these are the three categories. Those who are sakama karma yogis are sakama grihasthas. Nishkama karma yoga type 1 are nishkama grihasthas. Karma yoga type 2 are grihastha sannyasis. So there are three categories of grihasthas, right? Which Bhagavad Gita talks about. The sakama grihasthas, the nishkama grihasthas and the grihastha sannyasis, right? So all three of them engage in varna dharma according to their grihastha ashram, right? So the nishkama grihasthas, those are practicing nishkama karma yoga type 1, which is nishkama karma yoga platform of karma. They perform actions yogina karma kurvanti sangam tyaktva without any attachment to the material results of those actions. They still perform their varna duties atma shuddhe, for the purification of mind, which means purification is not yet accomplished. Kayena manasa buddhya kevalair indriyarapi. They perform actions. Some of the actions are performed using the body, some performed using the mind, some are performed using the intelligence, or some are performed only using one's senses. But they are performed for the purification of mind. Yuktah karma phalam tyaktva shanti maapnoti naishtikim. Ayuktah kamakarena phale sukto nibadhyate. So he says, he who is engaged in karma yoga, which is nishkama karma yoga type 2, while giving up the results, attains liberation. Naishtikim shanti maapnoti. One who engages in nishkama karma yoga, he attains liberation. Ayuktah, but one who is not engaged in nishkama karma yoga, he becomes attached to the fruit. Kama karena, out of lust, he becomes. Okay. So if the desire for enjoyment is not gone, and without having necessarily destroyed the desire for enjoyment, and also simultaneously having given up your varnashrama duties, such a person gets caught up. He becomes bound to this material world. Okay. Then he says, Sarva karmani manasa sanyasyaste sukam vashi namadvare pure dehi naiva kurvan nakarayan. So, renouncing the activities by mind, sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. So, manasa sanyasya means he gives up the actions from within the mind only. So, the grihastha sannyasi is externally engaged in performing his varna dharma. Brahmana, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Shudra. So externally he is doing his varna dharma. Internally, manasa sanyasya. Internally he has no attachment to those activities. Okay. While engaging in them. Vashi means he has his senses completely enrolled under his vasha control. So controlling the senses, dehi sukam aste, he remains comfortable. Navadvara pure, he remains comfortably situated in this city of nine gates. naiva kurvan na karayan. Very clearly understanding that he is not doing anything, nor he is causing anyone to do anything. So such a person, he has, even though external given up those activities, internally his mind is not absorbed in activities. Internally his mind is absorbed in Brahman. So internally his mind is absorbed in Brahman. So sarva karmani manasa sanyasya. So he, within his mind, he renounces those actions. So he does not perform any action. Na kartrutvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu na karma phala samyogam svabhavastu pravartate. Okay. So he says, the Supreme Lord Prabhu na srijati, the Lord does not create lokasya karmani kartrutvam. That this false, that the doership mentality in the jiva is not created by the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord does not create this false doership mentality in the jiva. Na karma phala samyogam. He does not force the results of action on the jiva. Svabhavastu pravartate. All of this takes place by the jiva's nature. Okay. So, someone may say, if the jiva is not the doer, naiva kurvan na karayan, if the jiva is not the doer, okay, so and if everything else is created, if everything is created by the Supreme Lord, so I think that the Lord has created the jiva's doership and enjoying, forcing it upon the jiva. Therefore, injustice and cruelty must be present in the Lord. Therefore, someone may say, the Lord is very unjust. The jiva is not the doer, but the Lord is making that jiva suffer. It's not done. So, the jiva suffering is karma, is imposed on the jiva by the Supreme Lord out of cruelty and injustice. When the jiva is not responsible, the Lord is doing like this. Someone may criticize the Supreme Lord in this way. Okay. So no, that is not true. The Lord does not make the jiva do activities, nor does he give the jiva the results of his activities. Rather, the nature of the jiva in the form of his beginningless ignorance alone produces this. So that ignorance makes the jiva assume the false identification as the doer. So the Lord does not superimpose that false identification as the doer. It is the jiva, due to the ignorance, assumes the false identification. Then the Lord says, Nadatte kasichit papam nachaiva sukritam vibhu agyane navritam jnanam tenam unti jantavaha. Same point he is mentioning here. Vibhu, the Supreme Lord, nadatte kasyachit, he does not receive papam chaiva, papam na chaiva sukritam. The Lord does not receive the sinful or pious reactions for those actions. Jnanam avritam agyanena, the jiva's knowledge is covered by ignorance. Because of this, the living entities are bewildered. The Lord did not cover. When the jiva turned his face away from Krishna, then and wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, then the desire Krishna was facilitated by the maya potency. And the jiva cannot enjoy separately from Krishna if he remembers his constitutional position very clearly. So, in order to facilitate the desire of the jiva, to enjoy separately from Krishna, therefore maya potency creates this. So therefore the Lord is not responsible. The jiva's nature. Now what is the meaning of nature here? Nature here refers to swabhava. Swabhava means beginningless ignorance. Anadi avidya. So this beginningless ignorance. Since time immemorial, the jiva has been covered with his vasanas. The jiva has been covered with his vasanas. And those vasanas inspire the jiva to identify with the body and engage in all these kinds of actions. So, and then he gets the reactions for that. So therefore, therefore the Lord is not responsible. That's what he's saying. So this is where we ended our discussion last week. So before we continue our discussion, with discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add, you can please go ahead. There are some questions in the chat box. Let us see. Is a pure grihastha bhakta in Krishna consciousness also a nitya sannyasi? Well, yes. Yeah, he is more than a nitya sannyasi. The sannyasi word as understood in the context of the fifth chapter, he is in one sense greater than a nitya sannyasi, because a nitya sannyasi, the highest he can achieve is impersonal liberation, whereas a grihastha, a pure grihastha bhakta, when properly engaged in the grihastha ashram, he attains liberation. In Krishna consciousness, which ashram is greater, grihastha or sannyas ashram? Doesn't matter. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Whatever is anukul, one accepts it. So it does not really matter. So this grihastha or sannyas is on the bodily platform. Bhakti is on the platform of soul. They have no connection. Krishna says karma yoga is greater than karma sannyas. Correct. Yeah, karma yoga is greater than karma sannyas because it is very safe. We saw the reason why he says that also. Because if he takes up to and then later finds out that his heart is not completely purified, then how will he purify his heart? Because only his varna duties will purify his heart. But because he has given it up, if he takes it up again, the society will criticize him. But if he does not take it up, sannyas itself cannot purify the heart. So that's where he stuck up. Therefore, he says, karma yoga is greater than karma sannyas. In the sense, nishkama karma yoga type 2 is greater than premature jnana yoga. Or grihastha sannyas is better than karma sannyas. That's what he's indicating. Another question in the chat box. Why Srila Prabhupada says everybody should take sannyas at the age of 50 or 60? That is ideally. What Prabhupada means is at the age of 50 or 60, you should be ready for sannyas. What it means is your heart should be free of the desire to enjoy in this material world and you should be fixed in Krishna consciousness. That's what Prabhupada means. Another question. Nishkama Karma Yogi's type 2 is completely purified. If he is completely purified, then how will they act according to their modes? They are not acting according to their modes. So the particular Varna Dharma that they are practicing is according to their Purvashram. Okay. Even though now they are qualified for sannyas, but while they were not yet qualified for sannyas, was the varna that they are practicing. So for them, it is not the modes which are defining. It is not their modes which define their activities, but it is actually, they are practicing those activities which they were practicing while they were still under the influence of the modes. Is that clear? Does it answer your question, Mataji? Does it answer your question? Okay. You can speak. What is your question?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, Nishkama Karma Yogis too, actually they are completely purified and they are just, Krishna is asking them to be on safer side. You better, without taking Jnana Yoga, you better continue with this karma itself. Is that correct, Prabhuji, understanding of this?
No.
Okay.
Without taking up to, they have to perform, they will naturally, because the obstacles to meditation on Brahman are removed, the obstacles to meditation on the Brahman are the material desires or anarthas. Because the anarthas are gone, they will naturally meditate on the Brahman. Okay. And meditation on Brahman is on the platform of jnana. So, okay. But externally it is not karma sannyas or jnana yoga. Externally it is, you will see them engaging in their varna dharma. But internally, because the obstacles to meditation on Brahman are removed, therefore they are able to meditate on Brahman.
Yeah, that is understood, Prabhuji. But still, they are working, they are doing the prescribed duty means they act according to their svabhava, their previous svabhava. Then naturally, all those things, that anarthas will come, no, Prabhuji?
No. Why it will come?
Prabhuji, anarthas, we are getting anarthas only because of the modes influence, no, Prabhuji?
Yeah.
So when the mode act on them, then I couldn't understand this part only.
Why did the modes come?
When we have material desire.
Did modes come because of material desire? Or did material desires come because of modes?
Because of material desire only modes come, Prabhuji.
Are you sure? If you have, let's say, you have a desire to, you have a material desire, eat spicy food. So does Rajogun act on you because you got that desire to eat spicy food? Or did you get that desire to eat spicy food because of Rajogun?
Because of Rajogun, I got the desire to eat spicy food.
Right. So, desires are born out of modes. Correct? Okay. So, when the modes are not acting on that person, he will not get any desire. So, just because he is engaging in his Varna Dharma, does not mean he will be influenced by modes. He has already transcended that level.
Prabhuji, when modes are acting, you will have desire. You're telling like that only now, Prabhuji.
Yeah.
Then your statement proves that
why would modes act on him? Performance of action does not see. Actions do not decide modes. Modes inspire particular action. But he is performing those actions not inspired by modes. He is performing those actions just out of habit of having performed them when he was under the influence of those modes. Just out of habit, that's all.
So there is no influence of mode on him now?
No, not at this stage. At this stage, there is no influence of modes. So a Nishkama Karma Yoga, Karma Yogi, one performing those activities, because he is still influenced by modes.
Mm-hmm.
But Nishkama Karma Yogi type 2 is performing those activities despite not being influenced by the modes. He is not influenced by those modes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Ramacharya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu.
So many terms, and I would like to just simplify my understanding. So what I'm getting is that, and please correct me, what I'm getting is that in third chapter, Krishna is basically emphasizing the Nishkam Karma Yoga type 1 Grihastha. And then in fourth chapter, he gives that knowledge to Arjun so that in fifth chapter, he can act as Grihastha Sannyas. Is that right, Flo? Just a very simplified way of my understanding.
No. This is not the complete correct understanding, because it is not by knowledge a Nishkama Karma Yogi type 1 will become Nishkama Karma Yogi. It is by purification of heart that a Nishkama Karma Yogi type 1 will become Nishkama Karma Yogi type 2. But
purification.
In the fourth chapter, Krishna spoke about, just give me one second. Yeah. So, but in the fourth chapter, Krishna spoke about knowledge in the sense he glorified the stage of jnana, the importance of reaching the stage of jnana. That it was just a glorification of the goal of a Nishkama Karma Yogi, which is to reach the stage of jnana, from which he will be able to peacefully, without any obstruction, he will be able to meditate on Brahman. So therefore, he is glorifying that stage of jnana. And then in the fifth chapter, he says, having come to the stage of jnana, you don't necessarily have to give up karma. You can continue performing your karma. And then while performing your karma, you can meditate on Brahman. So that is, he is talking about Grihastha Sannyas as being safer than Karma Sannyas.
So Prabhuji, so Nishkam Karma Yoga type 1 has a goal as purification. Liberation. And Nishkam Karma Yoga type 2 has a goal as liberation.
No. Nishkama Karma Yoga type 1 has liberation as the ultimate goal and purification as the intermediate goal. Whereas Nishkama Karma Yoga type 2 has attained that intermediate goal. So he has only the ultimate goal of liberation.
Oh, thank you, Prabhu. That helps a lot. Thank you.
Hare. Okay, there is a question here. Okay, this is a very relevant question here in the chat box. And is Nishkama Karma Yoga under the part of Dharma Shastra or Jnana Shastra? The practices of Nishkama Karma Yoga are under Dharma Shastra. Then how is Dharma Shastra, how is a person practicing Dharma Shastra able to cultivate Jnana? This is a very nice point. So here the person, in terms of practice of his Varna Dharma, he takes guidance from Dharma Shastra. But when it comes to cultivating Jnana, he takes guidance from Jnana Shastra. So here, for a person qualified for Jnana to perform karma also is not prohibited. It is not prohibited. But for a person qualified for karma to perform jnana is prohibited, because there is no qualification there. So a person on the platform of jnana, there is no prohibition in the shastras that he should not practice his, karma. He can. He need not also. Okay. So Yes, internally he is a Jnana Yogi, externally he is acting like a Karma Yogi. So therefore, it is not wrong for a person who is qualified for Jnana to externally practice Karma under the guidance of Dharma Shastras is not prohibited. But for a person who is only qualified for Karma to prematurely take up Jnana is prohibited. So therefore, the injunctions of the Shastra, there is no prohibition for such a person. Okay. Now, let us start today's discussion. We still have about 37 minutes left to cover a few verses at least. So, Krishna continues. Okay, there is another question in the chat box. If a Nishkama Karma Yogi type 1 is not pure enough to reach Nishkama Karma Yoga type 2, will he get heavenly destination? Or is there any sinful tendencies and he can go to hell also? Yeah. If he succumbs to his sinful tendencies, he will get papa. And if those papa is not atoned for, and if it is a serious papa, then he may go to hell also and suffer. Not every sinful action warrants a person to go to hell and suffer. For many of the sinful activities, if they are minimal, then one may get that suffering while in this bhuloka only. Okay, one may not necessarily have to go to Naraka Loka. But while practicing Nishkama Karma Yoga type 1, if a person succumbs to serious sinful desires, then can he go to hell? Yes, why not? Definitely he can go to hell. And will he get a heavenly destination? He will not. When he will get a heavenly destination? When he actually starts performing, when he gives up his Nishkama Karma Yoga and starts performing Sakama Karma Yoga. If he starts performing Kamya Karma, when his Abhilasha changes, he says, I no longer want to pursue this liberation. I think I am happy pursuing heavenly pleasures. So, I will not just perform my Nitya Naimittika Karma, but I will perform Kamya Karma also to attain heavenly destination. So, if in thinking in this way, if his faith only changes from Nishkama to Sakama, then he can get heavenly destination. Does it answer your question, Prabhu? Rajaraj Govind Prabhu. Okay. Now, let us continue this discussion further. Jnanena tu tad agyanam yesham nashitam atmanah tesham aditya vadyanam prakashayati tat param. Yesham atmanah jnanena, when the jiva's vidya tad agyanam nashitam destroys avidya, tesham jnanam, that vidya, aditya vad, like the sun, prakashayati, reveals tat param, the spiritual knowledge within the jiva. So, just like we say, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hai Andakar Yaha Krishna Tahanani Mayara Adhikar. Krishna is compared to a sun, Maya is compared to darkness. Wherever Krishna is there, there is no influence of Maya. So here, as the same analogy is used here, he says, Adityavad Jnanam, the knowledge is compared to the sun, and Ajnana is compared to the darkness. So when the sun of knowledge arises due to proper practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga, the influence of darkness of avidya is automatically gone. And the spiritual knowledge within the jiva is, and that knowledge reveals, that vidya reveals the spiritual knowledge within the jiva. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakradhakur writes, as ignorance or avidya covers the knowledge of the jiva, the Lord's other energy called vidya destroys ignorance and reveals knowledge. Actually here, you know, Mahamaya has three potencies. Okay. Vidya, avidya, and pradhan. Okay. So all three are parts of Mahamaya only. Okay. So when the living entity wants to enjoy separately from Krishna, pradhan provides the gross body and the subtle body with which the living entity can identify with. And the avidya potency makes him identify with the gross body and the subtle body provided by the pradhan. But when the living entity understands that this material world is not a fit place and he wants to escape it, then the vidya potency takes over. So the vidya potency manifests by the practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga. So when he understands that liberation is the goal, but he still has anarthas, which is the ignorance. So then by practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga, the anarthas are destroyed while vidya manifests. And through this vidya, one attains liberation. But this vidya is also a part of Mahamaya only. Only when one develops the pure desire to serve Krishna, then Yogamaya takes over. Till then, the vidya potency is also a part of Mahamaya only. Okay. And liberation is also a selfish desire. Wanting to enjoy in this world or wanting to enjoy liberation, both are selfish desires only. So therefore, even the vidya potency is also within the realm of Mahamaya only. So he says, by the vidya shakti, jnanena, avidya, ajnanam is destroyed and knowledge of the jiva is produced, not knowledge of Krishna. Knowledge of Krishna is not produced by the path of jnana. Knowledge of Krishna is produced by bhakti only. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. Just as the glow of the sun destroys darkness and reveals objects like pots and cloth, so vidya destroys vidya and reveals the spiritual knowledge in which the jiva is convinced of his spiritual nature. So this knowledge of the jiva, that I am not the body, I am the soul, is revealed not by yoga maya, it is revealed by the vidya potency of Mahamaya only. Thus, the Lord does not bind anyone, nor does he liberate anyone. But vidya and avidya, which are qualities of prakriti, liberate and bind the jiva. Okay. That is what he mentioned before. In this 14th verse, I think, right? Na kartritvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu na karmafala samyogam swabhavastu pravartate. All of this takes place by the jiva's nature. The jiva's swabhava, which can be either vya or avidya. If it is vidya, then it leads to liberation. If it is avidya, it leads to bondage. Like that. Okay. So, there is a question. Is Yogamaya reserved only for the Bhakti Yogis? Absolutely, yes. Not for the Karma Yogis or Jnana Yogis or Ashtanga Yogis. Even at the stage of perfection, they are not under Yogamaya. They are under Mahamaya only. Thus, the Lord does not bind anyone, nor does He liberate anyone. But Vidya and Avidya, which are the qualities of Prakriti, they liberate and bind the Jiva. So, if the Jiva wants to enjoy in the material world, the Avidya potency facilitates. If the Jiva wants to enjoy liberation, then the Vidya potency facilitates. If the Jiva wants to please Krishna, Yogamaya facilitates. Bhakti Devi facilitates. Right? So, note, there is a footnote, His Holiness Banaswami Maharaj. Jiva Goswami in Paramatma Sandarbha explains that Vidya and Avidya are two aspects of Maya. Correct. The qualities of Prakriti are the causes of bondage in the form of instigating the Jiva to become the doer and the enjoyer. And they are the causes of liberation in the form of such qualities as detachment, peace. So detachment and peace is generated by the Vidya potency, by the practice of Nishkama Karma Yoga, and the bondage is created by the Avidya potency, which is generated due to mere existence in the material world. Okay. The respective qualities of Prakriti are awakened by the Supreme Lord functioning in the capacity of the super soul. Right. So super soul is like the electricity. Okay. Vidya potency is like the air conditioner, and avidya potency is like the heater. Krishna is like the electricity. Krishna in the form of super soul is the electricity. And the Jiva is the one who says, I want hot, I want cold. When the Jiva says, I want hot, I want cold, that is facilitated by the Vidya and Avidya potency. But Vidya and Avidya potency are inert. They are just energies. It needs an energetic personality to empower it. That energetic personality is Krishna. So Krishna is like, Krishna in the form of the super soul is like the electricity. Vidya and Avidya are like the air conditioner and heater. And it is the Jiva who decides what. Okay. So he is only the initiator of Prakriti's functions through his amsha or expansion. So Krishna just initiates the Prakriti's functions in the form of Karanodaka Sayushnu. Through glance, he instigates Prakriti to act. Okay. Thus, he does not show any injustice or cruelty towards the Jiva. Right? So there is no injustice in the form of Krishna, who is acting like electricity. So Krishna cannot be held responsible for the suffering of the Jiva. Right? So just like in this world, if let's say someone does some internet fraud. Okay. So if someone does some internet fraud, then you do not go and arrest the electricity board officials, because it is only because of the electricity provided by them the internet people the fraud was accomplished. If electricity would not have been provided by them, then the fraud would not have been accomplished. So therefore, the EB, the electricity board officials are responsible for this fraud. Can someone say like that? No. So therefore, in that way, nādatte kasyachit pāpam nacaiva sukṛtam vibhu ajñānena āvṛtam. Sorry, what is this? Svabhāvastu pravartate. What is that verse? Nādatte kasyachit pāpam nacaiva sukṛtam vibhu ajñānena āvṛtam. Sorry, not this one, previous one. Na kartratvam na karmāni lokasya srijati prabhu. Na karmafala samyogam svabhāvastu pravartate. So it is, this takes place by the jiva's nature, who chooses to either take shelter of vidya or avidya. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions before we move forward? Anything anyone would like to share, ask? Yes, Keshav Priya Mataji.
Krishna Prabhuji, Prabhuji, there is the shloka in Isha Upanishad now, Prabhuji. We need to, one jiva has to, one has to understand both vidya and avidya. That vidya is that knowledge about Krishna, Prabhuji?
Yeah, that vidya is in general spiritual knowledge. And that avidya refers to
this vidya,
the influence of material knowledge. One should understand the nature of vidya and nature of avidya rather than completely and thoroughly understand avidya. So one should understand what is the influence of avidya in a jiva's life rather than actually understand that knowledge only completely. So it does not mean that one should actually learn the materialistic knowledge completely. But one should know what is the influence of materialistic knowledge. That one should understand. And what is the liberating nature of spiritual knowledge. That one should understand. Is that relevant, Madhuri?
Yes, Prabhuji, and another thing, sorry, Prabhuji, there's a jnani realization and paramatma realization, satchit, we say, no, Prabhuji, jnani realization only sat, and paramatma means satchit, we used to tell like that, no, Prabhuji, that chit part, is it only because of mahamaya, Prabhuji, that is a yokamaya only, Prabhuji?
We say that at the stage of realizing Brahman is realizing only the Sat feature, like that it is mentioned. And realizing the Paramatma is Sat and Chit. And Bhagavan is Sat Chit Ananda. It is not completely exactly like that. In Brahman, there is definitely the realization of eternity. Because Brahman is eternal. But there is certainly, if you say that for Brahman realization, there is no chit needed, there is no knowledge needed, that is not true. You know, there is certainly knowledge is needed. And actually, so I don't know in what sense it is actually mentioned like that. I have heard it, but I have not seen. I think Prabhupada does say that. I remember reading it, but I do not know exactly in what way, you know, Paramatma realization is Satchit and Bhagavan realization is Satchidananda. I think, in my understanding, you know, there is some level of sukha which is there even in Brahman realization. So the eternal feature is there in all three, but the chit and ananda is there to a compromised degree in Brahman realization and Paramatma realization also. So to say that it is absolutely not there, I don't know in what context. So I do not exactly know.
Thank you, Prabhuji Hariksh.
Yeah. Okay. If there is no further discussion points, let us continue our discussion. Okay. Then, so what we have seen in the last few verses in this section, I will do a quick section recap. So Krishna says that Sarva Karmani Manasa Sanyasyaste Sukam Vashi Navadware Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvan Nakarayan. So renouncing, so the Grihastha Sanyasi, without being attached to any of those Varnashrama duties that he is practicing, mentally renouncing all those activities, even though he may be engaging in them, completely controlling his senses, he remains comfortably situated in the body, which is compared to a city of 9 gates, knowing that he does not do anything, nor he causes anyone to do anything. So now the question comes, if the jiva is not doing anything and he does not cause anyone to do anything, then is that impelled by the Supreme Lord? Krishna says, Na kartratvam na karmani lokasya srijati prabhu. Na karma phala samyogam swabhavastu pravartate. The Lord does not create doership of the jiva, nor does he force the results of action on the jiva. This takes place by the jiva's nature of avidya. So what is that jiva's nature? He mentions in the next verse. Nadatte kasichit papam nachaiva sukritam vibhu. Agyanena avritam jnanam tena muyanti jantavaha. The Lord does not receive the sinful or pious reactions from those actions. The jiva's knowledge is covered by ignorance, avidya. Tena muyanti jantavaha. So this is an explanation of this swabhavastu pravartate. Explanation of swabhavastu pravartate. Okay. And then in the next verse he says, Jnanena tu tad ajnanam yesham nashitam atmanaha tesham adityavad jnanam prakasheti tatparam. So here he says, this is also further explanation of swabhavastu pravartate. Okay. So if the swabhava is vidya, it leads to manifestation of spiritual knowledge within the jiva and eventually liberation. If the swabhava is avidya, then it leads to tena muyanti jantavaha, bewilderment of the living entity within this material world. Okay. So swabhava means prakriti. Right. So vidya and avidya. So vidya leads to liberation and avidya leads to bondage. So 13, 14, 15, 16, it talks about the doers. Okay. The jiva, the doer, the Lord, the doer, and the prakriti, the doer. So the prakriti in the form of vidya and avidya facilitates the desire of the jiva. And the Lord's role is empowering the vidya and avidya potency. Okay, like electricity. So vidya and avidya are like the heater and refrigerator. And the jiva is like the person who decides whether he wants heat or he wants cold, whether he wants liberation or he wants enjoyment in this material world. Okay. So, is this section clear? The knowledge of the three doers, the prakriti, the Jiva and Ishvara. If there are no discussion points, comments, questions, we will move on to the next section, which is liberation, focusing on the super soul. Okay. There is something in the chat box. Okay. Tadbuddhayastadatmanastannishtastatparayanaha gacchantya punaravrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. So he says, Tadbuddhayastadatmanaha, those whose intellect and mind, here Atma refers to mind, Buddhi refers to intelligence. Tad buddhayas tadatmanastha nishta. And whose faith are fixed in tad. Tad refers to Krishna in as Paramatma. So here he is introducing how, as we saw, jnana should lead to realization of the soul. Eventually, should also lead to realization of super soul, Paramatma. Only then one can achieve liberation. So Paramatma realization is a prerequisite. Whether one is practicing Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, doesn't matter. Okay. So Jnana Yoga also has the element of Ashtanga. And Ashtanga Yoga also has the element of Jnana. Right. So, Tad Buddhayas Tadatmanas Tannishta. Those whose mind, intellect and faith are fixed on the Paramatma. Buddhi, Atma and Nishta. Atma here refers to mind. Intelligence, mind and faith are fixed on me, the Paramatma. Tat Parayanaha means those who are absorbed in glorifying and serving me. Jnana Nirdhuta Kalmashaha. Being washed of all the ignorance by knowledge. Gacchanti Apunaravrittim. Never take birth again. So this verse essentially says that when self-realization matures into super soul realization, and what is super soul realization? The intelligence, mind and faith are fixed in the super soul. Okay. Such a person, he attains liberation. Gacchanti apunaravrittim. You see here, he talks about going to a place from where one does not return back. Apunaravrittim. And what is the destination that he is talking about? Brahma Jyoti. This is the... So, we were discussing the other day that it's not that one who goes to Brahma Jyoti comes back. So it's not that one who goes to Brahmati comes back. So the Shastras very clearly say, that abode of Brahma Jyoti is also a place of no return only. Nasapunaravartate, nasapunaravartate. Like that the Upanishads also say. And the In Gita only there are two or three places where it is very clearly mentioned that those who go to Brahma Jyoti also do not come back. And there are multiple places in Bhagavatam where it is mentioned. Yad gatvana nivarteta yogi linga vinirgame. Like that it is mentioned in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore when Srila Prabhupada says that one who goes to Brahma Jyoti returns back, what he means is one who reaches the stage of being a Jivan Mukta, he can return back. So Prabhupada says, those who go to the Brahma Jyoti, they fall back and they become philanthropists. So Prabhupada says, we have seen such liberated people becoming philanthropists. Now, how do we know? We have seen means, is that pratyaksha praman? You know, how do you know whether such a person who has taken up philanthropy was a liberated soul? Right? So what essentially Prabhupada means, and the Shastras also agree with this point, is that who has reached the stage of being a Jivan Mukta, if he does not develop this Tad Buddha is Tadatmana Sannishta Tad Parayana, if he does not develop realization of the super soul by activating the element of bhakti, if he just reaches the stage of being self-realized, which is being a Jivan Mukta, such a person falls back from the stage of being a Jivan Mukta, not from Brahma Jyoti. Right? So there are many verses which indicate this. Often the acharyas quote from a literature called Vasana Bhashya, where this is mentioned. Jivan Muktaha Punar Bandhanam Yanti Yat Achintya Mahashaktav Bhagavati Aparadina. Like that there is a verse. And there is another verse also that is quoted. These two verses are often quoted to establish this point. And generally Prabhupada quotes this verse. Yenya Aravindaksha Vimuktamannas Toyastabhavad Avishuddha Buddhaya. So he quotes this verse. Aruhya Krichrena Param Padam Tataha Patantyado Anadrata Yushmadangraya. So he quotes this verse. Right? So there the verse itself says Vimukta Manina. They are Vimukta Manis. They are not Vimuktas. Right? They think they are liberated. Okay. So they can at the most be Jivan Muktas, but they are not actually Muktatmas. They are not actually Muktatmas. They are at the most Jivan Mukta. So, here again, Krishna says, Jnana Nirduta Kalmashaha Gacchanti Apunaravrittim. Apunaravrittim means they go to that place from where one does not return back. Okay, which is the Brahma Jyoti. So, he says, but this Vidya reveals knowledge of Jivatma, not knowledge of the Paramatma. The Lord says, Bhaktyaham Ekaya Grahyaha. I am attainable only by Bhakti. Therefore, the Jnanis must additionally practice Bhakti in order to obtain the knowledge of Paramatma. Okay. Note, from this it is understood that Atma Jnana is not enough to give liberation. Bhakti producing Paramatma realization is also necessary for liberation. That is stated in this verse. So a Jnana Yogi should also have realization of Paramatma. So it's not that. So that is the point. So the word Tat refers to the Supreme Lord previously mentioned as Vibhu in verse 15. Those who place their intelligence in the Supreme Lord, who are dedicated to contemplation on the Lord using their intellect, who are meditating on the Lord using the mind, who fix their knowledge in the Lord, give up sattvic knowledge of the soul apart from the body and becoming fixed only in the Lord. Tan nishtaha. Since the Lord says one should surrender that knowledge to him. Jnanam cha mayi sanyaset. who become absorbed in the process of hearing and chanting about the Lord, these persons do not attain birth again. So we saw there is Sakama Karma Yoga, then there is Nishkama Karma Yoga, then there is Karma Sanyas or Jnana Yoga, okay, and then there is another stage which is called as Karma Sanyas, sorry, Jnana Sanyas. And then it leads to liberation. Okay. So this stage talks about Jnana Sanyas. So this stage talks about Jnana Sanyas. At some point, one has to give up the elements of Jnana also, because even Jnana is on the level of Sattva. The path of Jnana is on the level of Sattva. The path of knowledge is also on the level of Sattva. So one has to give up that Sattvic Jnana and accept Trigunatit Bhakti, Bhakti which is beyond the three modes, to actually attain liberation, which is also beyond three modes. So therefore, one has to come to the stage of Jnana Sanyas before attaining liberation. And when the path of Jnana is given up, what is left is Bhakti. Okay. What is left is only Bhakti. So, he says, it will be said later, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvataha tato mam tattvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram. Only by devotion does a person know me as I am. As I am here refers to as Brahman only. Having known me in truth, he then enters me. Enters me refers to Brahma Jyoti. Okay. And only by devotion means that devotion which is, it is called, you can call it leftover devotion. Leftover devotion after one gives up the Jnana practice. Or you can say it is called as leftover devotion after Jnana Sanyas. Okay. So that leftover devotion after Jnana Sanyas leads to attainment of Brahma Jyoti. Realization of Brahman, realization of Krishna in the Brahman feature, and then subsequently attainment of Brahma Jyoti. Like that. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask. There is a question in the chat box. There are two questions in the chat box. I don't know if more are coming. Let's see. I have heard that a Jnana Yogi takes help of deity worship to attain Brahman. Here Vishnu Chakradhakur says that Paramatma realization helps to attain liberation. Is the first sentence wrong? See, Paramatma realization is not a practice. It is an attainment. Deity worship is a practice. Paramatma realization is an attainment, which is a prerequisite to attain liberation. So deity worship or other such limbs of devotional service are the bhakti elements in the practice of a Jnana Yogi, which eventually leads to that Paramatma realization, which eventually leads to liberation. So there is nothing wrong. Both are correct. One is practice, another is an intermediate goal. Will the Jnana Yogi proceed towards Ashtanga Yoga at this stage after Brahman realization? Yeah. See, actually, you can see it in there are two ways of looking at it. Okay. So, I will just answer this question and then we will pause today's discussion here. Okay. I will again and again repeat, because some of you have joined late, even though we have discussed these things before, but some of you have joined late in the Bhagavad Gita sessions. So I am having to repeat, but it's okay. But at least I am requesting you, it is only weekly once. If you somehow try to regularly attend, because a lot of these fundamentals have been laid in the first four chapters. So we have already discussed them. But I mean, you cannot be blamed because you didn't know about the existence of this course before. So I will go over it again. But henceforward, at least I am requesting you, if you attend regularly, then we will not have to go through these fundamentals again and again. Anyways, so I will just touch this point here. You know, there are two understandings. Both are same understanding, but given in a slightly different way by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Srila Baldev Vidya Bhushan. Both are same understanding, but presented in a slightly different way. Okay. So, a materialistic person, okay, he then comes to the stage of Sakama Karma Yoga. And then he comes to the stage of Nishkama Karma Yoga, type 1. Okay. Then after attaining purification of heart, then he has three paths, right? The path of Nishkama Karma Yoga, type 2, or Jnana Yoga, or Ashtanga Yoga, which eventually leads to liberation we saw. Okay. But actually, before this leads to liberation, there is this stage of Jnana Sannyas, where all the limbs which are within the three modes are given up. Okay. But here if you see, this, whether you practice Nishkama Karma Yoga type 2 or Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, all these three have the elements of Jnana, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti. This also has Jnana, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti. This also has Jnana, Ashtanga Yoga and Bhakti. Okay. In this, the Ashtanga Yoga limbs may be a little more prominent. Here, the Jnana limbs may be a little bit more prominent. Okay. And here, apart from this, there will also be the limbs of karma. But these karma limbs are dummy in one sense. Like, of course, karma, Jnana, yoga, everything is dummy. Only bhakti is. So in one sense, like karma, it is not karma because it is practice on the platform of Jnana only. Okay. So, therefore, in one sense, if you see, these are all one. So what Baldev Vidya Bhushan, he clubs all three of them into one only. Okay. So he explains this yoga ladder in this way. He says, materialist. Then there is Sakama Karma Yogi. Then there is Nishkama Karma Yogi. And when he attains purification of heart, then he practices Jnana Yoga, limbs for self-realization. and then he practices Ashtanga Yoga limbs for Paramatma realization, and then attains. Then he performs Jnana / Yoga Sannyas. He gives up those limbs, and then he attains liberation. Okay, but in all these stages, it has the element of bhakti in it, which is not very explicitly mentioned, but the acharyas explain it in their explanations, that the element of bhakti is there, and which is evident at the stage of jnana or yoga sannyas, where all these limbs of Ashtanga Yoga, limbs of Jnana Yoga, limbs of Karma Yoga, everything is given up, and what is left is the leftover bhakti at the stage of after sannyas. With that leftover bhakti, he attains liberation. So, coming back to the question, will the Jnana Yogi proceed towards Ashtanga Yogi at this stage after Brahman realization? Yeah. For after self-realization, one has to... I don't know whether it is after or parallelly. You know, one parallelly practices the limbs of Ashtanga also. There is Jnana, Ashtanga and Bhakti. All three limbs are there. And then at the stage of Jnana Sannyas, then the limbs of Jnana and Ashtanga are given up. And then one attains liberation. Like that. Is that clear? Is that clear? Prajaraj Govind Prabhu. Anyways, there is next question. Even Ashtangis who have realized Paramatma, do they also merge in the Brahma Jyoti? Yes. They also merge in the Brahma Jyoti only. Yes. Vrajaraj Govind Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. So, as I have missed the initial mini lectures, so this I am hearing first time what you showed today.
Mm-hmm.
In Bhagavatam, second canto, mm-hmm. I remember hearing your class. It was mm-hmm. about Krama Mukti, I think.
Yeah.
So, which of the two matches with that explanation, Prabhu?
Krama Mukti is both. Which of the two? Both are same only.
But in
Krishna Chakrapur explains, both are same only. There is no difference.
Okay. But here you have shown that after Jnana Yoga, he proceeds.
It is not sequential. It is okay. Not sequential.
Achha, achha, achha.
These two are not sequential. You know.
It's parallel.
These two are not sequential. Not necessarily sequential.
Okay.
Yeah. They are not sequential.
Okay. Yes, Prabhu. So, which means when Ashtanga Yoga actually a person starts the practice of Ashtanga Yoga? Yama, Niyama, Pranayama, those things.
It is not exactly like that. He may not... See, you call Ashtanga and Jnana, whether you call someone an Ashtanga Yogi or a Jnana Yogi, depending on predominance of the limbs of Ashtanga or Jnana. So if there is predominance of the limbs of Ashtanga, then he is called an Ashtanga Yogi. If there is predominance of the limbs of Jnana, he is called a Jnana Yogi. But this Jnana Yogi also has to perform some Ashtanga Yoga. And this Ashtanga Yogi also has to perform the limbs of Jnana. So you will call someone an Ashtanga Yogi or a Jnana Yogi depending on the predominance of those limbs. Otherwise, both have the same goal of liberation. Both attain the same goal of liberation, and there is no difference actually. And at what stage do they start practicing exactly the limbs of Ashtanga Yoga? I do not know. The preliminary limbs like Yama, Niyama may be very early. But the later limbs of Dhyana, Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi may be at a later stage. Is that okay, bro?
I muted by mistake. So, which means that after, as you said, the Jnana Yogi and Ashtanga Yoga, those two processes, mm-hmm. they go on somewhat simultaneously. And depending Correct. On the which practice is more predominant, accordingly, he is classified as either a Jnana Yogi or an Ashtanga Yogi.
Or an Ashtanga, correct.
Okay, okay. So, they are not sequential processes.
Not necessarily sequential.
Not necessarily. Yeah. But it can be also sometimes or...
The Parama realization happens later. But whether the practice of Ashtanga Yoga also is sequential, that I do not know. Even though self-realization happens first and Paramatma realization happens subsequently, but I do not know whether the limbs of Ashtanga Yoga are also practiced like that. That kind of an explanation is not given in Bhagavatam. Kapila Dev's Siksha, it is not given like that.
Okay, okay. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Okay. I think we will pause here. We are already over time. We will continue this. Oh, we are 13 minutes over time. Okay. So, we will pause here. Thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. We will continue this discussion next Friday. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.